Amen. Yeah, I love you guys. You do an awesome job.
And actually, it's not a job, is it? It's just a gift, man. You just, it's an adventure. Yeah, you just share that with us. God's good this morning. Amen? So why don't you stand this morning and turn to Matthew 11, 28. And Lord, just kind of dropped this in my heart today and want to minister to you. And I'm going to look at the Word today and get into the Word and just discover all God's grace and goodness and peace He has for us today. It is pretty awesome. Matthew 11, 28. Look what Jesus said. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. I will give you rest. Amen. Hold up your Bible this morning. Let's say it like we mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn to somebody and say, chill, baby. Amen. That's what God wants you to do. You know, He wants you to just chill in Him. And Jesus took this scripture, and I really believe it applies to so many of us today. So many of us came up under the law and performance, and it's like, wow, if we don't do something, we're not doing something. If we're not doing something, then we're not accomplishing something. But Jesus came to the point, and He said, come to me, all you that labor, because He knew that people were struggling to keep this religious system. They were struggling to keep up with the demands of the law. And you know what? If you fail in one point of it, you fail in all of it. And what pressure is on people today to perform, not to receive, you know, all that God has for you and the finished work and the completed work, and just rest in Him, in His presence, in you. Amen. Yet so many people still struggle with all the things in life, all the stuff that comes into our brain, all the things, all the failures. And God says, no, listen, if you'll just rest in me, that's what I'm here for. Just come to me, all you that labor, all you that struggle. Anybody ever struggle a little bit? You know, usually when we struggle, it's in our mind more than it is in our physical body, isn't it? We're struggling in our mind. We're struggling against that thought, against this thought, against all this stuff that bombards us on a daily basis. And while we can be so consumed with laboring in our mind and really not do anything with our body, we wear ourselves out mentally more times than we do physically. And God says, you know what? The antidote is just come and rest. Just rest your mind in me. Just trust in me. And so many things have become work. And God says, hey, I am the rest. The Old Testament is a shadow of the rest that Christ has provided for us. In that Old Testament, we see this rest, this opportunity of Christ, this law given, and not being able to keep up to it because we can't. And God says, I've got a remedy. His name is Jesus. Come and rest, amen, in Him. The promise has been available for all to take it, but all don't receive it. Amen. God desires you to rest. If we are willing to receive what He has done for us, then we enter His rest. And it's simply a matter of believing. It's simply a matter of believing. And so many times we get caught up in so many religious activities. You know, prayer is a good thing. How many believe prayer is a good thing? All of us believe prayer is a good thing, right? But prayer can become a work. In fact, you can really work at praying. I know people that work at praying. In fact, we had somebody call us the other night, and they really haven't came into the full revelation of grace, and they're wonderful people, and we love them, and we're just so thankful for them. They're just great, great people, but they haven't come to the full knowledge of God's revelation of His grace. And so one of their loved ones is going through something, and they said, the more people we get praying, the more results we're going to get. Actually, I think the more people get believing, the more results you're going to get. But we've made prayer a thing of work. Prayer can become such a work thing. You know, people pray to move God. Or they pray to get something from God. Prayer is important, but many believe that it is the answer for everything. Anybody ever met anybody like that? Actually, the answer for everything is simply believe. The response to everything is simply believe. Should we pray? Of course we should. But what do we pray? What do we pray when we pray? We pray in agreement with what Christ has already done. We pray the prayer of agreement to what the finished work has already provided. It's no longer a work, it's a prayer of belief in what God has already provided for us through Christ. Amen. You know what? In Him we already have healing. In Him we already have protection. In Him we already have prosperity. In Him we already have comfort. In Him, He is, we have the paraclete inside of us. We have the comforter with us. Jesus said, if I go away, it's necessary I go away, because if I don't go away, the comforter will not come. The comforter lives in each believer, and a lot of people don't even recognize it, realize it, understand it, and know who He is in them. Wow, man. The most powerful words Jesus ever stated, I believe, is this. Listen to me. It is finished. It's done. It's complete. Everything has been provided for us in Christ. It's no longer a struggle to get it. It's just believing what we already have received. Grace has appropriated it. Belief provides it. Thank you for your enthusiasm this morning. Look at Ephesians 1, 16 through 21. What do you pray then? What do you pray for others? Do we pray for others? Absolutely we pray for others. You should be praying for others. What do you pray for them? Well, this is what Paul told us. This is how Paul told us to pray for them. How do you pray for somebody? This is what you pray. Listen to what he say. Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in what? My prayers. Paul said, I'm praying for you. Now I hear people say this all the time. I'm praying for you. And my message really on rest today more than prayer, but we need to receive this because we need to understand how do we properly pray for someone. And Paul says, this is my prayer for you. He was praying for the Ephesians. What did Paul pray? Look, he says, very next verse, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of what? Of Him. That's what we pray. We pray that people will have the spirit of revelation of who Christ is and what He's done for them, what He's provided for them. Man, if the world could get the revelation of God's grace and what He's provided for them, wow, what a place of utopia we'd be in. Amen. Look at this. Next, look. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of the inheritance that you have. We have an inheritance, church. Aren't you glad? My dad didn't leave me anything, but my heavenly dad left me everything. Praise God. You know, He is so good. Praise the Lord. He is so awesome. He is so wonderful, and He's provided everything that we need in this life. And Paul says, you know, what do you pray for people? This is what you pray. You pray that their eyes are open to God's understanding of the revelation of His love for them, of the knowledge that we have in Jesus Christ, of all that He's fulfilled in the inheritance to the saints, all the provisions that we have in Christ, the provision of prosperity, provision of healing, the provision of a sound mind, the provision of everlasting peace, the provision of unconditional love. Praise God, the provision of God's grace extended towards you. Man, now that is prayer, the inheritance in the saints. Let's go down and see what that. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who struggle, who pray harder, who try to really get it? Come on, God, move! No. To you that simply rest and believe. You know, Holly said this morning, I think, and we're tag teaming, but she said, you know, God loves you where you are. And he does. He loves you right where you are this morning. He loves you completely. Amen. Got a great plan for your life, better than anything you can imagine or hope for or dream. You know, God's got that for you. Amen. And this is what he says. He says, who believe according to the working of his mighty power. His power is at work within you this morning. The only thing you got to do is believe that it's there and it's working. Turn somebody and say, plug in. Amen. Turn it on. Praise God. So God has provided this so that you and I can simply rest in him. Anybody got an easy chair at home? Who's got a favorite chair? Anybody got a favorite? Come on, raise your hand. You got a favorite chair. It's your chair. You know it's your chair. Come on. I know all of you have one. Somewhere in your house, you got a, come on, raise your hand. You got one. You got one? Everybody, see, everybody's got one of those places. You just go to, and you know it's your place. You know that, oh, man, I can't hardly wait to get to that place. Anybody ever feel like that? You know, I travel so much, it's like I can't hardly wait to sleep in my own bed. It's so awesome. But I have a place. It's in the upper room. I have an upper room in my house. It's my place. I have a leather couch that our former dog tore holes in it, and we patched it because I love this couch. It's a great couch. It's awesome. It's leather, and it's soft, and it's comfortable. And, you know, when I come home, one of the first things I go, I kiss my wife, I say, baby, I love you, and I go to the upper room because it's my place of rest and restoration and refreshing. Amen. I can pray up there. I can flip the TV all by myself. Thank you, Jesus. You know, man, it's awesome. Just lay my head back. Oh, man, this is so good. You know, and usually a few minutes in that place, I am fast asleep. And I hear a voice calling, honey, honey, this faint voice. Honey, are you asleep? I was. But we have a place like that in Christ. You know, a place where our soul longs to go and to be refreshed and just to take in. You know, sometimes you guys have got to just take in. You understand what I'm saying? So look at Hebrews 4, 1 through 4. Of course, Hebrews was written to the Jewish believers, and they were being tempted to go back under the law. So, and he says, we must fear lest we come short of the promise of entering God's rest. The gospel is preached to all, but to those who do not hear it in faith did not profit from it. All God's works have been finished since the foundation of the world. Look at this. For indeed, the gospel is preached. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed, the gospel is preached to us all as well as to them, but to the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with what? Faith in those who heard it. Not being mixed with faith, not being mixed with belief. The word's good, but you got to mix it with belief. You got to believe the word. Amen. You got to believe what it says. For we who have believed do enter that rest. We who have believed do what? We enter the rest. How do we enter it? By simply believing on what Christ has done for us. So I swore in my wrath that you shall not enter the rest, although the works were finished from what? The foundation of the world. It was done, completed. Praise God, man, that is awesome. For he has spoken in a certain place of the Sabbath day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all of his works. Now, I want you to look at verse 1 again. The word fear there doesn't mean horror, like this anxiety coming up on you. The word fear means to cautiously be aware of, diligently be aware of, that you're entering his rest, that you're believing. So in this context, resting means to rely on, have confidence in, and trust what God has already done for you. Man, when a project is finished, it's finished. You're done. You're resting. I'm glad when projects are finished. I'm glad when the yard's mowed by my wife. Amen. I love you, baby. So praise God. You know, she did the work. I just rested. She has to do that on occasion. I really don't like her to do it, but she does. So in this context, resting means to rely on, have confidence in, trust God while he's already got. God rested on the seventh day after creating heaven and earth. He rested because it was finished. That was the term of that. It was finished. He rested. Amen? And we should do likewise. And the Old Testament is a shadow of Jesus, the Sabbath. The Sabbath was a day of rest. You couldn't do these things. You had to rest. Amen? Or you were breaking the law. Jesus is what? He is our Sabbath. And look at what Colossians says. Colossians 2:16. Colossians 2:16. Let's put this up a second. Look what this says. Good verse of scripture. So let no one judge you in food or in drink. Somebody say amen. Ribs are good. Amen. Just want to let you know. Ice cream's bad. I don't know. There's a toss-up between that. You in food or drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbath. Why? Because everything's been completed in Christ. Everything has been completed in Christ. He said, don't let anyone judge you. There are some to whom the gospel was preached who do not enter into God's rest because they simply don't believe. It means they're relying on their own efforts instead of God's grace. And God's grace is here for you today. Let your mind be at rest. Religion says we've got to work to try to finish what Jesus has already done. How do I know if I'm in religion? Because I'm working to try to finish what Christ has already done. Christ is, turn to somebody and say, Christ has completed it. In fact, he's completed it, and he says you are completing him. It is labor for us to resist what the world tells us and deliberately agree with what God says. Wow. When we truly believe, we are freed to receive what God wants to give us. When we truly believe. And you know, it's so simple, it's almost hard. It's so simple because, you know, in our nature, we're just prone to work at it. We're prone to work at it. But when we truly believe, we are free to receive what God has given us. Look at Ephesians 2:6. Look what it says. Ephesians 2:6. Where are we at today? Where are we in Christ Jesus? Ephesians 2:6. Look at this. And raised us up. Turn to somebody and say, you're raised up. So if you're raised up, get up. Amen. You are raised up. Don't be dwelling down there somewhere. You're raised up. Amen. You're raised up together and made us what? Sit together. When I get home on my couch, oh man, not only do I sit on my couch, I lie on my couch. Amen. We are seated together, sitting together. Is a place of resting. It is a place of resting. Sitting and resting determines how we really walk in this life. Amen? How we sit and rest determines how we walk and live. Wow. God promises people that he would give them. Look at Deuteronomy 6, 10, 12. God promises his people he'd give them cities they did not build, houses full of good things, wells they did not what? Dig, vineyards they did not plant. He said, remember him when they received all these things. Wow. I love that scripture. He says, lands, houses, remember all this. Remember all this. Look at verse, going back down 11, verse 12, guys. Amen. It wasn't based on their self-efforts. What was it based on? Believing. God said, I'm going to give it to you. You didn't put any effort in it. You didn't sweat it. I'm going to give it to you. Amen? How was that based? It was based simply on them believing. God was pointing to all the premises of what it cost us and requires us to receive, and that is simply believe. And it's so easy at times we miss it. Amen? It was not based on self-efforts, but just belief. You remember the Samaritan woman that Jesus came to in John 4? He told her about the living water that he had. Remember that? They had to offer. He later told his disciples, he said, you know what? I have meat that you do not know of. Wow. What is that meat? That meat is his rest. We draw from him, and then we're able to minister to others. We draw from him, and then we minister to others. We always minister to others out of the overflow, not over the leftovers. God is an overflowing God. Praise God. And he says, if you find rest in me, you're going to be able to refresh others as well. So spiritually, we must be fed first before we can feed others. Right? Jesus said, freely you receive, John 10 and 8, freely you what? You give. Praise God. Turn to somebody and said, this didn't cost you anything, but it cost him everything. You just are a recipient of all that God has provided through his grace. Amen. And you just receive freely all that God has given us. Amen. Look at Luke 10, 38 through 42. Love this scripture. Luke 10, 38, 42. Guys, follow me there. Stay with me this morning a little bit. All right? Now, it happened as they went that he entered a certain village and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called who? Who what? Sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Faith comes how? By hearing. So here comes Jesus, you know, Martha, Mary there, you know, they're in the house. What does Mary do? First place she goes to is just sit at his feet. And evidently Jesus was teaching and talking. She heard the word, right? Next. But Martha was distracted with what? Serving. How many times can we get distracted with serving? You know, when how many of you ladies have guests over and you can get very distracted before those guests arrive? And even while they're there, you're just wanting to make sure everything is what? Right for them, perfect for them. You know, you get so distracted. Well, you know what? A lot of us, even guys, get the Martha spirit once in a while, right? So, but Martha was distracted with much serving as she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care for my sister has left me to serve alone? Hello. Don't you care? Jesus, here I am. I'm just sweating here so hard. And, you know, and there's Mary just sitting down, taking it easy. Wow. Look at this, man. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled. Turn to somebody and say, he's talking to you right now. Isn't it amazing how we let this life just soak life out of us? Isn't it amazing how our mind gets so caught up in tomorrow and what we got to do and all this stuff that we don't even take time to realize who we have in us and the power that we have in us and the joy that's within us and that God's going to take care of you. If he cares for the birds, he cares about you. How many love birds? I love birds. I like to eat birds too. So I like chicken. You know, chicken's good, man. Amen. But I love birds. I mean, birds are great, you know. Holly and I have a bird feeder. In wintertime, we sit there and we watch these cardinals come up, and they're just beautiful, you know. I'm thinking, God, you cared about them. You cared enough to get me up out of bed in this freezing morning and go out there and put bird seed in that feeder so I can watch. You love them birds that much. And I thought, how much more you care about me, Lord? Turn to somebody and say, God really loves you today. Say, in spite of yourself, God loves you. Amen. Worried and troubled about many things. Wow. But one thing is needed. One thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that what? Which will not be what? Wow. You know, Jesus came to serve, not to be served. God wants us to minister to one another the same way. Provide rest for one another. Amen. Provide refreshing for one another. But you can't do that unless you've been refreshed. You can't do that unless you've received from the Lord. You can't do that unless you're at rest today in him. Amen. But when you are at rest in him, you can give out to others. Praise God. And it's such a blessing to give out to others. I was up there yesterday and one of the sales guys was there, and I have a real heart for this guy. His name's Antoine, and he's just a precious brother to me. And he has a little boy about maybe about your son's age, and he's just the cutest kid you ever did see, and just a great kid. And he came in the dealership, and so I was up there the other day, and the Lord spoke to my heart and says, give Antoine some money to give to his son. Bless his son, you know. And so I pulled some money out of my pocket, and I wadded it up and I told Antoine, I said, hey, man, this ain't for you. I said, this isn't for you. He said, what do you mean, man? I said, this is for your son. I said, I want to bless him and just let him know how much Jesus loves him. You know, and man, I mean, this affected him, the father, probably more even the son. You know, he just couldn't, you know, he was just taken back. And he said, man, Steve, man, buddy, I love you, man. Man, thank you so much. It was just, you know, so startling to him. You know, and folks, when we minister out of kindness and out of God's grace, it shakes people up. They don't know how to receive it because most of the time they're used to receiving harshness. They're used to receiving criticism. A lot of people feel they're unloved and unworthy and all these things. But when you start ministering out of God's grace and God's overflow, people start seeing that and they're like, wow, that's what I've been missing all the time. God loves me that much. I mean, I don't have to perform and stand on my head and God loves me. I don't have to be, you know, perfect and God loves me. He does. Praise God. He does. And, you know, I pray that, you know, little gift will change that little boy's life, man, that he'll remember, man, somebody loved me. Somebody cared enough about me. Amen. And we do. And when you're walking in that love, it makes all the difference in the world. Let's stand this morning at rest. Praise God. Give God some praise today. Amen. Hallelujah. When we draw from him, we become better. Amen. When we draw from him, it's such a refreshing, guys. Praise God. You're not alone in this battle. God's there with you. In fact, he's fighting for you. He says you don't even have to fight. He says, I fight the battle for you. Amen. He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Some of you need to stand still in your mind. You just need to calm yourself down. Wow. Go out and enjoy your afternoon. You and the Lord, just go out and have a great time. Praise God. Realize your love this morning. Raise your hands to God this morning. Let's praise him. Father, thank you for your love for us today. Thank you for your rest, that we're trusting in you, that we're not putting self-effort forth today. God, everything's already provided, already worked out. God, we struggle so many times in our mind because we don't really believe that you love us that much. But God, you do. Amen. You said in your word, we believe your word. We receive your word today. Lord, you're working out our life. Amen. You're working out everything within us, Lord. Hallelujah. You have perfected that already. And God, we thank you for it. We receive it today. We receive the healing you provided. We receive the financial blessing you provided. We receive the peace in our mind that you provided today, God. Your love has conquered all. And God, we receive Jesus. It's all about him, church. It's all about Jesus. Amen. When it's all about Jesus, life is all different. Praise God. Lord, no condemnation, just freedom in you today. Lord, we walk in you. We thank you for that today. We give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just rest right now. Amen. Just cast your care on him because he cares for you. Amen. No struggle there. Maybe you're going through a divorce. God loves you. Amen. He's got plans for your life. He loves you today. Praise God. Maybe you've lost a loved one. God loves you today. Praise God. Be at peace in your heart. Receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit. He cares about you this morning. Amen. No matter what you've done, where you are, God loves you. Praise God. He's got a plan for your life today. Just open up your heart and say, Lord, come into my life. I receive you today. If you don't know him, just say, come into my life. I receive you today. Thank you for your gift of love. Thank you, Lord. I'm forgiven in Christ today. All my sin, everything's been forgiven today in Christ. Past, present, future, it's all forgiven. Lord, I give you the praise today, and I receive you into my life today. Thank you, you died for me. Thank you that you rose again. Thank you that you provided everything by saying it is finished, and I receive everything today in Jesus' name. If you just say that prayer and believe in your heart, you've received Christ this morning. You are a born-again believer. Amen, and we thank God for you today. Amen. He's there with you, dwelling with you, in you, never leave you, never forsake you today. He is right there forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Shake hands with five people. Give God some praise. Shake hands with some people. Tell them they are loved today. Amen. Praise the Lord.